Vic Naidoo, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
Yeah, this is KZN's number one music station, and I'm Vic Naidoo. A very happy Tuesday to you. It's just gone 12:30. I've got a quick math problem, but I suppose I need to give you a backstory before I get to the math equation this afternoon. Also, while before I get there, it's birthday treffers. Send me your birthday on 0617929495. I'll give you your birthday song, an epic playlist. Now, I'm not meant to, I don't want to trigger anyone here, because I believe that you should love whoever you want. Love is love. And as long as you're not harming anyone, what's the issue? A 48-year-old man is being questioned by police. He's in a relationship with his grandfather's 104-year-old widow.
Wait, what? Wait. Okay.
Has that set in for you?
Okay, repeat that again.
Okay, so a 48-year-old man is being questioned by police and Home Affairs because he is in a relationship with his grandfather's 104-year-old widow. He's dating a woman who's 104 years old. He claims that there is no physical intimacy in the relationship because they sleep in separate bedrooms, because she has PTSD from World War II. She has night terrors from World War II, so they don't sleep in the same room. But they do have an emotional connection, a spiritual connection, so there's depth to this relationship. He's had to go under oath to swear and tell the truth about their relationship and their union, because they're smelling a rat here. They're like, no way is this 48-year-old man dating a 104-year-old woman. I think that's like a 56-year gap.
Yeah.
He's like, he's doing it for a visa. Must be. So, me... guys, like, again, I said love is love. I don't know, I can't, I'm who am I don't know what the relationship is, and he claims that there's an emotional and spiritual depth there.
So it's not his grandmother?
No, it's his grandfather's widow. So obviously Dadam's married again.
So it's stepmother.
That's not the point here.
Wait, I hear you. I hear you.
Is that where you're stuck?
For me, this is where I'm stuck. The age thing is not a thing for me. I believe you marry whoever you want.
Do you not watch TLC or TikTok? This is normal.
TLC, yes. TLC, this is normal.
Yeah. So again, a 48-year-old man is being questioned by the police because he's dating a 104-year-old woman.
Oh my gosh.
They're not doing the hanky-panky. And they don't share the same bed because of the night terrors from World War II. But they have depth to this relationship. The police are like, no, your depth is the visa. Now, of course, I went to do a quick search to figure out, like, you know, what would be socially acceptable. The dating rule to determine a socially acceptable age difference in partners goes something like this. It's half your age plus 7. So say you're 40. You got a half your age, which is 20. And then you add on 7 years. So you can, if you're 40 years old, there can be a 27-year age gap. How old would that be?
I'm smelling a rat in that person.
40 minus 27. So you... No, man. You can't date someone who's 13. I don't get that. The dating age rule to determine a socially acceptable age difference in partners goes like this. Half your age plus 7. 40. So 20 plus 7, that's it, 27.
Was this sponsored by the Jeffrey Epstein
and
people?
Then to define the minimum age of a partner and your age minus 7 times 2. To define the maximum age of a partner. I'm very confused. So I don't know. So now I'm asking you on 0617929495, what's your age gap limit? Do you have an age gap limit?
5 to 10. Only yeah, because I'm 10's 30.
Doable.
Only because I'm 30 this year. So
yeah,
yes,
so you
can
see yourself
that.
with a 40-year-old brother man or a 20-year-old brother man? No.
No, not a 20-year-old brother man. That's a toddler. No way. No way.
No.
Ew.
No. But I'm stuck with this math equation. I'll read it again. Are you good with numbers?
I am,
okay.
Surprisingly.
So the dating age rule to determine a socially acceptable age difference in partners, half your age plus 7. So 40, half of 40 is 20 plus 7, that's 27.
27.
So you can date someone that's within the 27-year gap.
So you see, that doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm saying, is that who sponsored the study?
It's a calculation that you can find with a quick Google search. Ooh. To define the minimum age of a partner and your age minus 7 times 2. To define the maximum age... This is why I didn't do maths.
So wait, to define the...
The equation goes again. Today, okay. Okay. Half your age plus 7.
So half of my age would be 15 right now.
Plus seven.
So 22-year gap.
So you could date someone 22.
Who's 52.
Yes. And then people,
I mean, I could. Yeah. I could now because I'm 30. And it would be like a financial thing. I wouldn't be dating you because I love you. You
and then if you want to know what the minimum age of a partner should be, you should take your age minus 7 times 2 to define the maximum age of a partner. I'm confused. Let's rather just do this. 0617929495. What's your age gap limit? Yours is 10.
5 to 10.
I'm sticking with 10.
Vic Naidu, KZN's number one hit music station. East Coast Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, Andy, we've got Candace on the phone. Candace is going to help us out. How's it, Candace?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. You've made sense. I found this dating age rule calculation. So firstly, backstory, if you've just tuned in, a 48-year-old man is being questioned by police. They don't believe that he is in a relationship that is loving and that's actually legit with a 104-year-old widow who was his grandfather's widow. There's obviously a 56-year age gap. He says there's an emotional and spiritual depth to this relationship, but there's no physical intimacy. They don't sleep in the same bedroom because she's got night terrors from World War II. You can't make this up. But there's love there. I know love is love, but do you think the police were right to make this man swear an oath to tell the truth about their union, Candace? Do you believe that this is a thing, or is this a visa thing?
Oof, I think it's a very tricky one because you don't know the ins and outs of their relationship.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I personally think that's a pretty, got a little bit of a creep factor to it when it's that big an age gap.
Yeah, 56 years. So that big an age gap. Now I found this equation. They say the age rule to determining what is socially acceptable in partners is half your age plus 7. So if you're 40, I'll take half of 40, that's 20. And then plus 7, that's 27. So I can date someone who's 27 years old.
27 years old or 27 to 40. Or in that direction, I'd say that's how it works, yes. Not a 27-year age gap.
So minimum.
Minimum must be 27.
Minimum would be 27. And then maximum, I think you would go the other way. So double your age minus 7. Is that right?
So they say the other way is to define the minimum age of a partner. You got a minus, you take your partner's age and your age minus 7 times 2.
Okay.
To define the maximum. Yeah, that's confusing, that one. Let's stick with the 27 one. So if I'm a 40-year-old man, I can date a 27-year-old individual.
Yes, that's the youngest you can go.
27 and up.
27 and up,
and,
yes.
Do you think that's a nice age gap, 27 years?
Well, that's not quite 27 years, but I think that's a fair age gap.
Wait, so yeah,
13 years.
Yeah, Sam, because maths is not my thing. Yeah, that's what, 13 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
13 years, I think, is probably the limit. I think that's a fair limit to go with.
What's your limit?
Yeah, 10 years max, I guess.
10 max.
But I can't say I've ever dated someone that much older than me, so.
Oh, you're a bit of a cougar. Thanks, Candace, for explaining that formula. So basically, yeah. So I can't date someone So it's not 27 years. It's basically take your age.
13 years in the age of a 40-year-old.
So basically, half your age and plus 7.
Yeah.
That's the magic formula. That other formula I'll get around. Maybe that's it's a topic for another day. Candace, have a fabulous afternoon.
Thanks so much, Vic.
Awesome. There you have it, Candace. Sure, does it make sense now?
It makes a lot of sense now. Now I'm happy.
Just in case you were confused about what that formula was again, let's go to a couple of voice notes.
Going on there, half your age plus 7. That is the minimum that you can go. So if you say you're 40, your minimum age would be 27. Not a 27-year age gap. The youngest you can go for is 27 years old.
The light bulb.
Bulb.
It's on now.
I can see people taking calculators out.
Yeah. Actually, we don't need to do that. I asked you, what's your age gap limit? 0617929495. Let's take a couple of voice notes.
Hi, East Coast Radio. We have an age gap. I am 48 and my husband is 33. We've been happily married for 5 years now, and we dated for 1.5 years before we got married. For us, the age works perfectly. We don't see age. Age is just a number.
Vic, Ryan, Grant, FYI, myself and my partner have been together for 13 years, and there is an exact gap of 20 years between the two of us. 20 years.
Hi, East Coast Radio. My name is Melanie. I met my husband when I was 19 years old. He was 41 at that time. It was love at first sight. He didn't even look 41. He looked like he was around his 28, 29 years old. We are still married for the past almost 9 years, and we have a 4-year-old daughter.
Hey Vic, this year I'm 30. I'm currently dating someone who's turning 21 in August. So if you are 20, if you're over 20 and you are 40, we can date. I'm ready. It's love after all. So yeah, numbers, they do matter if you are over 40 and I'm 30. Yeah, so let me remain anonymous.
Yeah. Yes.
So my father is 68 years old and he is currently with a person that's 24 years old. My mom found out about it and it
really
killed her. And she passed away last year.
Vic Naidoo, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.